Hi, Tim. Bye, Tim. No Kurt yet? What, wait till all five pass and then get started?
Yeah, let's do that.
Works for me.
Water, anything to drink? Soda or...
I'm good, thank you though.
Gentlemen, sir? Miss?
I'm good.
Oh yes, we have your
that's right.
vehicle after.
That's the only reason I'm here. I didn't come for the excitement.
He asked me for some help with this.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, this will happen pretty quick, I say. Wow, and the room's empty. Okay, let's get started.
Alright.
It's fine, Bass. We'll just go ahead and do this real quick. Be really quick, just the three of us. Just let me know when you're ready. Unless you want me to take those.
I'm actually thinking about this because some of us have to abstain on some items.
Yeah. It's
so we may actually have to we might have to
table some of this stuff, yeah.
Yeah, the biggie that I was already going to abstain on, not the one I mentioned earlier today, but the other one. I don't think minutes been posted to vote on it anyway.
Yeah, I think Charles sent us something, but I'm not sure. I couldn't make heads or tails of what he was asking for, so.
Where'd he send it?
So I think we can all vote on Curtis's update, and then.
Of course, he sent the PM that drops me.
Well, I think he just sent it to Julie.
And then I think we have to have three people vote before we make quorum, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to have to abstain on the rest of
it. Oh, yeah.
Of what's on the official meeting is only one thing I have to abstain from. Under complaints, that's another thing I was going to abstain from, but we can also deal with that another time anyway.
Which one are you
going to
abstain from?
The oven purchase.
That was good.
See, I have to abstain from we were thinking about tabling the
I was going to move the table that
anyway. Machine shop door. Yeah, we could vote on the machine shop door and the mission update.
Yeah.
The rest of it will have to be tabled.
So.
Okay, so call the order at 7:05. I have attendance. Then you
can take what we need. Move to approve prior minutes.
Second.
All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Financial statement. Mr. Jason.
Aye. yeah, I'll have to wait to post this because the books aren't quite live because I just got back from vacation. But,
we move this later just for you.
Yeah, we had $63,000 in income for the month, which is about right, typical. And then we spent $66.50, so we're negative $34.22.
Oh, we have Kurt.
That is due to $47.50 to pay off Cintas. So we're, from an operating perspective, we're about $1,000 positive if you take out the one-time expenses.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm late. I had some minor-ish emergency issues coming up, but I'm here.
Go ahead, add him in. Do you approve of the prior minutes, Kurt?
Yes.
Sweet. That's all you missed.
Okay.
Right, and if you will please send Julie the whatever numbers you do have.
Yeah, I'll get posted on that wiki once we finalize the books for the month.
Okay. Member recognition and complaints. I still think we have to get rid of the complaints part.
Let's get rid of the complaints part, especially when we go to compliance. Yeah. I would like to recognize.
I did.
Oh, we got rid of it. Sorry, I'm not trying to interrupt you.
No.
I would like to recognize Steve for the pinball event that was really successful. Jason for the car parts auction, and Tim and Nate because he's always awesome.
Excellent. Anybody object?
No objections.
All right. Let it reflect that the board gives their undying recognition and love to all those involved.
I would like to recognize Freddie for his massive effort into getting all the Cintas crap removed, all that organized and planned, helping track down some what otherwise be very expensive pieces of kit, and just, you know, getting another volunteer to help get it in a truck here.
You
beat me to it. I was going to say the same thing.
At least some top supply will no longer be misspelling.
I did notice I missed one floor mat, and I'm very upset.
That's okay. Any other recognitions?
That's all I got.
Okay, seeing none, moving on to the consent agenda. Is there anything people want to pull off? I know floor scrubber I'll pull off. Do we want to talk about the machine shop door as well?
Yeah, let's pull that off.
Okay. How about the vision mission update? Does anybody object to that? Excellent. All right, I will move to approve the current consent agenda then.
I'll second.
All in favor, aye?
Aye.
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 Unanimous, excellent. All right, moving on to discussion, machine shop door. Tails?
Yeah, so basically, the machine shop door has always planned to be closed since the very first drafts of the expansion of the expanded space. It is not an egress door. No plans that have been presented before me or that I can find sent to the city declare it as an egress door. Let me rephrase it. Egress as the city defines it for exit purposes. It had always intended to be closed from one side because you're walking into a lot of machinery. The saw that's less than 10 feet from the door has been known to throw parts across the shop. In fact, back when the old machine shop location, one of those parts landed next to Laser. The surface grinder next to it may not be in service, but when it does, that's going to be another concern. The bandsaw there, the drill press right at that entrance as well, can swing large parts. And that big vise, someone's always putting a lot of torque into something. The committee formally requested last year to lock the door from one side. A lock was installed to that purpose. And then what happened is people kept propping the door open and it's typically just a couple of the same members that propped it open. And the committee tried to resolve this by, instead of asking us to help track down said members, blocking the door, which was not acceptable. Because even if it's meant to be closed for going into machine shop, it was always intended to be accessible going out of machine shop. There are some other options. We could do something similar to the wood shop door where there's a badge reader. Even if the door, you know, going into the main warehouse, the double doors is not badged, it acts at least as kind of a sanity check. And in industrial stuff, we call this the hesitation gates, where it just makes you think twice a little bit or have to take some other action that's not just blindly going through. We could put the windows on. However, if we do, one of the things that came up with prior evaluations of windows and doors is ADA compliance. And once we start fixing one door for that, it's arguable we have to fix all of them, which can get a little pricey. I don't know whether that's a legitimate concern or not. In the interim, while the window is being discussed already by Freddie and some others, I don't see harm in leaving it as it originally was, where it's locked and it still allows egress. So tours can move through fine. Special events can always prop it open. The committee hasn't said anything about swapping it the other way. Right now, the biggest concern is no matter what we choose to do with it, we need to have it in writing because there's member confusion about it, committee confusion, and disagreement at basically every level right now.
I know Freddie had stated that he wanted it basically,
He wants it unlocked. There's also disagreement between us on whether the doors are owned by logistics or infrastructure. Because back when we first had this come in, and the request was sent to the board asked me as the infrastructure officer at the time to approve it because it was determined that it was just an infrastructure request. Freddie is under the impression that it belongs to logistics and he is making an executive decision as a logistics officer. This is part of the dispute as well.
Okay, maybe I've missed something here and I did apologize, but why do we not want that to be an ingress door?
We don't want it to be an egress from Glassworks through Machine Shop for safety reasons. Machine Shop throws a lot of parts. It has a lot of equipment that could be dangerous around people without proper PPE on. The previous Machine Shop location had a big problem where people refused to put glasses on before walking through or hard-toed shoes, etc. And given the history of thrown or swung parts, they want to avoid that.
Okay, that makes sense, thank you.
This is literally just having it locked from
one side.
And then ask the Machine Shop to please not lock the door because it pisses people off.
Yep.
Should we consider tabling this and talking to Freddie about it?
Me maybe table, because I do like the idea of putting the windows in. It's one thing I wanted to do anyway. Because we did that, it starts to become almost a moot point at that point because we start getting the
safety. As a note, all of our existing door windows are too high.
Bulletproof glass, so that way something can get thrown off.
He actually priced out a bunch of the safety glass for us.
Okay.
Yeah. We even actually have a big piece of actual bulletproof glass in storage that we could cut the window out of if we wanted to.
That big piece of acrylic.
The inch and a quarter acrylic I donated, yeah. The big issue right now, though, is if we do put it in, supposedly, on top of having to make anything we install now ADA compliant, if we upgrade those, we could potentially trigger the need for other doors. I don't know the legitimacy of that claim. This was something that was in prior expansion
notes. I've heard lots of people talk about ADA, but don't know actually exactly what ADA is.
Yeah. The windows are too high, but it's debatable as to whether we have to be forced to do it in this situation.
Yeah. All right, so your motion is then to just not block the door and keep it locked how it is.
So it's not locked currently.
No,
Freddie changed the core on it.
Oh, okay.
So that I don't even have a key currently. My motion is to lock the door as originally requested such that you can't go from Glassworks to Machine Shop, but require it stay unblocked so that you can go from Machine Shop to Glassworks. This way tours can still operate, it can be propped open for special events, things like that. Long term, I'd like the solution of a window and badge reader so it acts like a hesitation gate instead. But in the interim, until that actually materializes, I would suggest we keep it locked.
I think the question is whether it belongs to infrastructure or logistics. Well, I mean, if it belongs to logistics, then it's kind of it would be under Freddie's purview.
It would be under the purview. At the same time, it could be under the board too.
Well, yeah,
I mean, like infrastructure already owns the locks, the strikes, and the general MEP stuff. It would seem kind of weird that we own all the locks and the strikes and access controls for the doors on infrastructure, but not the door itself.
Should we also explore putting like big freaking signs on there saying "Do not block upon pain of expulsion" or something?
Good.
Question. Just challenge question. What is a window going to do that, given our membership, what is a window going to do that?
Well, so you can actually watch the parts fly by. So
yes, you can see if somebody's
not coming. So ideally, you can see if the equipment
goes through a window and just keep walking.
Oh, yeah.
So the idea is at least you can see if there's machinery running. It's a compromise between those who want the door open and those who want the door locked.
I get it. I think about the honking on the way into the auto shop, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like it would make more sense to me to put guards up, which has been suggested, and unlock the door.
So the problem with the guards is one, upkeep, because for some of those saws, for example, a guard's not feasible. because you have to be able to fit material in, because it's a chop saw, so you have long materials going into it. The second is things like the drill press. To put a guard around it completely means that it becomes unusable for a lot of objects.
Is it possible to put a guard up at by a walkway?
The walkway goes straight through machine shop. I mean, you'd basically be trying to make a bubble around the whole thing.
Yeah, like it's a little, like,
and that would also divide plastics from machine shop.
And just simply enter at your own risk, a sign is not sufficient.
Okay. Basically. Okay. We had a massive problem with people from ceramics in the location with that.
I don't think the window's going to stop the people out, you know, all the tomfoolery.
But those that are otherwise just mindless, they don't have PPE, but mindful of watching what's around them, might notice.
Nothing helps.
Right, so we have, does anybody want to make a motion, though?
I'll make a motion that for the time being, it goes back to the way Machine Shop requested it, which is exit from machine shop, but no entry to machine shop until such a time as a window hesitation control, like an access control or something, is installed, at which point it can be revisited.
Yep. That's good. Middle ground. Is there a second? I guess with that modification of, it can be removed once we have some other control also. We vote, so it's I from Kelly Meehan, Julian Kurt.
I'll abstain.
Abstention, Kurt, how about you? We lose you?
Sorry, I was on mute. Run that modification button one more time.
So it was, we will lock it until another mitigation can be put in place.
Okay, I'm fine with that. I'll say aye.
Okay. So it passes, three ayes, one abstention, and change. For the floor scrubber and sweeper, I move that we table that until we have a news on the SBA one. Or at least until next month.
Yeah.
Anybody want a second?
Okay.
One favor, aye.
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 Okay. Moving on to new business, now the consent agenda is over. Procure a new oven for Metal Shop. Taylor, are you okay if we table this since there's not a committee vote? And
yeah,
the chair's
that was my plan. I'd actually put in there that we wouldn't execute on it if the minutes and such have not been produced.
Okay.
Because the vote happened, but we have no documentation provided by the chair. He has, as far as I'm aware, Jason, did he give you a capital form or anything?
He said he was filled
out.
I'd rather not. I've had radio silence from the committee. I'm trying to get this information already.
Okay. So, all in favor of tabling, aye?
Aye.
Who's making a motion?
I'll move that.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, she's right.
Yep.
Got to follow procedure.
We're asking them to do the same thing.
I'll second.
Okay. Aye. Kurt?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Final new business, require meeting details of advance meetings. Details put up some stuff and just asking to create some rules around committee meetings. I would like to table this, Tails, because we might actually have a solution in terms of the new forms we have in conflicts. We're basically going to give each committee a new link that they're going to use that. So they don't have to create one or anything like that. So this might make this
All right.
Probably don't have to create rules around if you're okay with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay. I will move to table this until next month so we can see how we're doing along with that.
I'll second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
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 Is there any emergency business to do with running out of space or the safety of its people?
There is the complaint put in this morning. However, it considering James is not here, do we want to discuss that now?
No, it's waiting for James. We can have a special meeting on that.
Yep.
Okay.
Do you actually want to set the next few months of?
Let's
you all wait for that.
Let me create an agenda item to do that. So
okay.
Let's just do October. So for October, Jason, would you prefer the 13th or the 20th?
20th.
I would prefer the 26th.
You know what? There is one item that we should actually add. I almost forgot about it. The infrastructure had been debating a policy for a while about if you're going to be altering anything with mains wiring, basically don't without infrastructure involvement. After the water spraying on the Vaporhone outlets the other night, because a couple in the metal shop committee decided to just disconnect a lot of the wiring, leave the boxes exposed, we were debating a rule as to whether if you're going to alter mains wiring, i.e. electrical boxes, drops, things like that, you have to either have someone, an infrastructure involved, or at least give them the information in advance. Do we want to discuss that?
Fairly certain the infrastructure could probably make their rule about, can't they?
Technically speaking, it affects how our committee operates, but I would agree with you.
I mean, it is anything,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's my thought.
Okay. That's where I'd like to leave that.
I mean, like,
we can?
Yeah. That sounds like something that should be discussed, but it is the first part of doing
yep.
it.
Yeah, I would say I would probably just...
I would like to leave it with infrastructure.
Yeah, let's refer that to, unfortunately, Andrew dropped, but let's refer that to Andrew
yep.
And have him talk to the,
yep.
the people involved.
Okay, I'll make a motion to hold this meeting October 20th at
7 p.m. I will second that.
October 20th?
Yep. 7 p.m. Good, but that's another Wednesday.
Should have been just making sure I don't have anything come up. Yep, good.
Cool. All in favor, aye.
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 All right, I will move to German. I'll sit here as long as you want.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Kurt.
Aye.
Aye.
I do right now.
All right, thank you all for your service. We'll see you again. Same bad time, same bad channel. Have a good night, Kurt.
I understood that reference.
Hope you're doing okay.
It's life and stuff, it's all right.
And I understand life and stuff.